Well, it's offsides. I mean, there's no play after that. I mean, our guy in the video room they do a good job, and Aaron and Dan, and they called it right away, so it was pretty obvious. So it's not part of a game that those goals don't count. Just don't count.
As you wanted to, I believe from yesterday's practice, you wanted to address a lot of issues. Did some of those things get taken care of tonight in your mind?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. We played against a very good hockey team. Rangers beat Buffalo the game before 5-1. It's a team that can create quite a bit, but we managed the game really well the first two periods, and then we got a little bit tight in the third. But that's a process. Learning on a win, bouncing back from a loss. I really like the response.
And the leadership that you got from not just Boone, but his entire line tonight.
Well, yeah, we had contribution from everyone tonight. I mean, some big hits, some good gaps, some good score checks, and it was. But Boone is our captain. He takes charge.
Pazzi, you just mentioned Boone. He is a lead by example type player. I get that. Did you sense a different, an elevated level from him tonight, or is he just kind of the same every night?
He's the same every night. I mean, he comes big at key times, no doubt. You've seen it in the past, that's what he does. I mean, he's just like so consistent. We know what to expect with him. Like, he's earned the trust from everyone, the coaches. That's the one thing you want to have with your players, is that trust. And Boone has our trust. Like, we know he's going to give his best shot every time, even when it's not a good game. He's giving his best shot.
What did you think of Yurecek tonight? Did you gain more confidence in him as the game went along?
No. I mean, he's a guy that came here at a real good camp and got better as the training camp went on. We know what he can do. And I think a big piece about Yuri is he's a confident man. And he knows he can play here, and he just showed it to us, which is great.
How big was it to be able to see Spencer Martin in that preseason game that he played, and played really well in that one, knowing what you had to go with him in the third period today?
Well, Elvis was sick, so we had to pull him. But, I mean, Spencer, the games, the way he's played in preseason, and we see him in practice every day, he's a good goalie. When we got him, our goalie coaches were really excited about him and the management. I didn't know him. Works really hard. He gave us a chance to win that game. He did his part.
So as you're getting a power play goal tonight, what does that do for your team's confidence, especially after mixing things up tonight?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, last game, it's a 2-1 hockey game. We gave up two goals. The other two were empty nets. But we could have generated more on the power play, so we wanted to make some changes. And we just had one practice to work with those groups, the new units. As long as it works, we're going to keep it the same. If it doesn't, then we'll change it.
Cool.
Can you tell us a little more about Elvis? Was he sick before the game, or when did this come on? What form was it?
No, he had the flu. He was just not feeling right. He was right this morning before the game. I'm not sure. I don't ask all the players if they're all right. So I didn't get a report from the medical staff before the game. Maybe he started to feel it, and after the second period, he just couldn't play anymore.
Pascal, you like the effort level tonight. I assume. How do you make that standard the default setting, and how big of a concern is that for you, given the way the first game went to the second? In other words, not needing a response to a bad first game, but making this a consistent level game to game.
The way we're going to practice, the way everything we do, we want to keep that pace. It's going to take some time. It was a good game tonight. We're going to reinforce the good habits, and that's going to be our message. Just reinforcement. That's what we want to create. A team that plays with pace, hard to play against, but how you do it, it's with speed and no time, no space. Being really good in the D-zone coverage, I think that's part of it, but you've seen blocking shots at key times and all those little habits that require no skills. It's just a mindset. So we're gonna be working on this. We'll be working on how do we keep the lead and then how we keep the pressure on. And so tonight was a good example. We need to get better there. So there's always room for improvement.
Thank you.
given all those things, Pazzi, when you make five changes from one game to the next, how impressed with you were you with your group's ability to adapt to those changes with all those new guys in the lineup?
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, the message has been consistent since day one. It's we're looking to create that kind of energy around the team where it's, we're intense, we play with pace, and I really like the response tonight. I mean, and again, we, the Rangers, pretty good hockey team.
Thank you.
Thank you.